Let's take our Bibles once again and look in Hebrews chapter 2. My text today is from verse 5 down to verse 9. And the title of this message is Christ, the Son of Man. We have seen the writer here writing to the Hebrews concerning Christ as God. And the Son of God being the very express image of God, and yet now turns the attention of the readers to who Christ was as the Son of Man. And that really was the offense for the Jews. You see, this is written to the Hebrews. So their offense was that Christ, being a man, made himself to be equal with God. As we've seen, they were taken up with other things, putting those things above even the significance of the Lord Jesus Christ. For example, the worship of angels. All of these particular heresies and errors were already coming in the first century, not long after Christ had ascended back into heaven. And the writer in chapter 1 had already shown the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ as God's Son, even above the angels, to where in verse 6 we saw, let all the angels of God worship him.
And
as we saw in the last portion in verses 1 to 4, that we're to give heed and not to treat lightly this message of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation that he as a man came and worked out to the glory of his Father. So here in verse 5, he continues this argument to show that it's not unto the angels that he put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak. Yes, the angels are God's created beings, as we saw in verse 14, to be ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. And yet, they're not to be exalted above the one who is the heir of salvation, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndipo adakhotokozera bwino kwambiri kuti mundima yaka 14 kuti angelo anali ngati mizimu yongotumikira chabe imene idatumidwa kuti ikatumikire koma siyoposa Khristu ndipo siyenera kulandira ulemu wonse ndi matamando ayi.
Yes, the angels will be a part of that world to come, of which he writes there in verse 5, but they will only continue the role that they've ever had since God created them in time past, and that is to worship the Son of God forever. When you read in the book of Revelation, you find the angels there worshiping right along with the redeemed church of Christ, singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He was not slain for them, but they give glory to him as that Lamb slain."
Chifake tikerenga buku la chivumbulutso tiona kuti akune mwana wankhosa adaphedwa chifukwa cha osankhidwa ndipo angelo adakondwera nawo pamodzi ndi osankhidwawo. Kutanthauza kuti mwanayo sudadaphedwera iwowo ayi koma adaphedwera osankhidwa koma iwo adangokhala mgulu limodzi lolambira kuti mwayenera.
So here we see plainly, as is taught elsewhere in Scripture, that Christ is that one who is the head and who is the king of the new heaven and new earth and to whom is committed all judgment. Heaven is all about the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. So here the writer to the Hebrews is explaining, as the Spirit of God directs his word, why it is that this one, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been given that name above every name.
Ne apa mzimu wa mbuye mwamutira mumalemba kufotokozera bwino kuti iyeyo adapatsidwa dzina loposa mayina onse ndipo ndiyekhayo amene ayenekera kulemekezedwa ndi kulambiridwa.
This is the theme, the message of both Old and New Testament.
Uthenga ungokhazikika umene ukulankhula umene udayikidwa patsogolo kuposa zina zonse zili pansi pa uthengawo.
Here in verses 6 through 9 of my text, it is actually a quotation from David's psalm in Psalm 8, verses 3 through 8.
Ndichifukwa chake ndima yake imene tikuyangana ya 6 lekeza na ini ndi uthenga umene watengedwa ku buku la Masalimo. Sunimbo ya David. You said Psalms chapter 8?
Verses 3 through 8.
Ndipo nyimbo ya David imene adayimba ku Masalimo chapter 8, ndimaka 3 kutsika musimo.
Let's read that and then we'll come over and read verses 6 through 9 here in Hebrews.
Tadeni tikungwa werenga nikaye tikatero tibwerera.
Says, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?
Mwezi ndi nyenyesi zimene munazikhazika munthu ndani kuti mukumbukira ndi mwana wa munthu kuti mucheza naye.
For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet.
Pakuti munamchepcha pang'ono ndi Mulungu munamveka iye kulona wa ulebelero ndule mu munamchiritsa mfumu pa ntchito za manja anu muda kuonjetsa zonse pansi pa mapazi anu.
Now when you come over here to Hebrews chapter 2 of my text, let's read verses 6 through 9.
Chifake mukabwera ku Hebrews chapter 2 mutenga wa 6 and 9 akunena kuti.
You'll see that it is an exact quotation of David's psalm in Psalm 8.
Mukoza kuona kuti uchengo mene uoneka mwa Heberi wafanana kwambiri kuti udalengedwa mbuku la Masalimo amene tikumuona chapter 8.
That's why the writer says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownedest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
Kumkumbukire iye kapena mwana wa munthu kumucheza naye munamchesa pang'ono ndi angelo mudamveka iye kulona wa ulemerero ndi ulemu ndipo mudamuyika iye woyangʼanira ntchito za manja anu mudagonjetsa zonse pansi pa mapazi anu pakuti muja adagonjetsa zonse kwa iye sanasiyapo kanthu kosamugonjera iye koma
Now, when we read this in verse 6, here's a question that must be answered when he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? What man is he speaking of? Now, most of us probably have been taught, as we've read this before, that that's earthly man. That's God's creatures. That's man in his fallen state. And it's read often as, well, what is man as a sinner that thou art mindful of him? In other words, that you should consider any one of us to save us. That's how this is often interpreted.
Munthu wa dziko lapansi amene ndi wochimwa ndipo amatiko ndi munthu ndani wochimwayo kuti Mulungu akhoza kucheza naye ndi mmene anthu atanthauzira malemba pa mawu amenewa.
And certainly we would be right in thinking that way when we consider God's grace and mercy towards sinners. Our souls are astonished to think that God would ever set his love upon any one of us as men or women, as fallen sinners, and consider any one of us. Especially a God that has created the universe, and when we think of the heavens, and the moon and the stars, as described there in Psalm 8, we do wonder how it is that God could ever be mindful of fallen, sinful wretches such as we are, to the point of sending his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place that we might be justified before God. Certainly we could ask that question, well, who am I?
Mulungu waka mimi kumula mkula yapa, ni mulungu uja amene adalenga tsiko lonse lapansi, adalenga ndi kumwamba. Amene adachita kusankha kutumiza mwana wake Yesu, kukamupera munthu wochimwa, kuti akamuchotsere tchimo limene munthu adapezeka nalo kukwamo. Ndiye mulungu wamtundu umenewo adatha kukupulumutsa, so nkumati iyeyo mulunguyo. Angapange chisankho motani kuti ayambe kuchezesa ndi iweyo, nakudalira namanena kuti iwe ndiye pothera pa ine.
But here, as we read these verses, the man that the writer is speaking of is not us as fallen creatures, but the Lord Jesus Christ come in the flesh. What is this man? Who is this one that you, God the Father, are mindful of? And notice, or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. In other words, when he came to this earth, how is it that all of your affection was in this one man?
Mundu amena mamnena yapa kuti mundu nada amena munditeze naye sama nene kwepe ni pantho chimo perera pole mero muno amanena Yesu mwana wake amena adachoka kumwamba nobwera mthuvira nyama ngwapo makacheza ndiye amena adakhala mthuvira nyama adachotsokala Mulungu utishepetsa po Mulungu nukala ufanana ni mundu ndiye kuti ndiye Mulungu kwambo macheza ni mundu wakutundu mene wowo amanena za iyeyo.
Now, the reason that I say that is, as you read in verse 7, notice, thou madest him. Well, who's him that is being discussed here? It's Christ. Thou madest Christ a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedest him with glory and honor, and thou didst set him, Christ, over the works of thy hands. That's not talking about us. That's talking about Christ as the Son of Man, come in the flesh.
Wow.
This is why we need to always read scripture in its proper context, because up in verse 7 it says, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. That's talking about Christ taking on flesh. But if you just keep reading verse 9, what does it say? But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. It's all right there.
Mchifake tibene kena kuwelenga mahu ndi chidwi mwamanta ni mwolo ndola kuino osa chidu chama kaniso ako ai mchifame na kurata mchetwa kongono ndi angelo mkwaza kuona besi yaka na ini mina kuti kuma tibene iye amelata mchetwa kongono ndi angelo ndiye Yesu kuronda za Yesu ya amelata mchetwa kongono osa ni mtuoji mwafai.
So the point of the writer's reflection here is not so much about him as how God could visit him, but who is this one, the Lord Jesus, that is God, a very God, and yet as a man, what is it in him as a man that God the Father considers to the point of making him a little lower than the angels, crowning him with glory and honor, putting him over the works of his hands? And it says in verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, that is under Christ, he left nothing that is not put under him, under Christ. But now we see not yet all things under him. In other words, it's not the end of time. And it is not yet that time when God will do away with everything that we know of in this world and usher in an eternity, but all under the subjection of this one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here we see a comparison between Christ, the man, who was the last Adam, with the first Adam that God created and put all things under his hand. In other words, Adam was placed in that garden as the representative of God's creation, but we know he failed. Now we see this one come in the flesh, of whom it says here in verse 7, didst set him over the works of thy hand. This is the true Adam. This is the last Adam that came to redeem a people out of a fallen state. And how much greater is this man? So this is what the writer is considering here. Who is this man? And so we see here the writer continuing to point the readers to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man and yet Lord over all. He had just shown, yes, that angels are powerful and they're numerous. And they're ministering spirits. But when it comes to who is the ruler over all, they are not seated on the throne. That throne belongs to one, that is Christ the King. And so it is, as we read the scriptures, or as preachers, we set forth this word, let our attention, let the focus be upon who is this man, as the question is asked, that thou shouldst be mindful of him. What is it that is in Christ the Son of Man that caused him to be all of the Father's glory and honor? That God the Father, even as a man on this earth, going through the temptations that he did, yet the Son of Man that God continued to visit with his mercy, visit with his spirit, and uphold him in every step that he took as a man. What is it about him?
Mene mulungu Adam ikira Yesu munga Adamu wachiwere amene ndiwoyenda kule monse ndi matamando amene adakwanilisa zonse nakhala patsogolo pa zinthu zonse kuti azilandira ulemu ndi kupembedzedwa.
I often like to use the illustration of a candle. When there is no other light and all is darkness, then people, even with the least amount of light, are going to find comfort even in a candle lit in the middle of the night. But when the sun rises, what is a candle compared to the sun? Those candles, you blow them out. They're of no significance in light of the sun. And that's what we're seeing here. Who are angels? What are even miracles or other things in which people rejoice compared to the Son of Man, who for a time was made lower than the angels, but God has exalted because he came and finished the work to the satisfaction of God the Father as the Savior of his people.
Amen. Siringari kumdima wandiwe yandi, umiondi kuyasaka kandulo. Kandulo mkayata pa mdima wandiwe yandi, wala kuma kala kwambidi kumene kujago, jibuwa antu ama unigiridwa. Kuma juwa lika mko wala, kakile kendulo ima wala mpampu, ima tapampu, pompo, pompo. So, angelo ajada kwele, alingati kendulo, imene Yesu asada kwele, amonika mko wala, antu kimami kila mko wala kutu. Kuma Yesu asada mko kwele, ye mko wala, kwa saka mko yo. Malomo yake mtu ndani kutazika lemegeza angelo, malomo yake lemegeza Yesu amene ndizua imene ndikwala kwa kukulu kwa unikila zose.
And how this message of Christ and his glory and his exaltation above all of God's creation needs to be preached, because we're hearing of, yes, a Jesus who was a man who walked on this earth, but he's being preached just as if he were a simple, common man that needs our help and that would like us to believe on him if only we will. That's not this man. We know that when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world, John said he came unto his own received him not. All they saw was a mere man. But there's the question that's being asked here in Hebrews. Who is this man that God should visit him and should exalt him even through his suffering unto death? Because that's what it says there in verse 9. For the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor. Men, in putting him to death, thought that they had done away with a mere man. But in so doing, they were accomplishing the will of God the Father, that through his death, he should save his people.
Ndiyeno monga maremba, ama nina kuti adata kuzaje za mwini yeka, kuma zaje za mwini yeka ya za iye yeka sinina mlandira iye. Iyeyo Yesu, adabu ilira ntuwaga osangidwa, kuma osangidwa hao adale pera kumulandira iye, maloma age adamba kuma kusama kuso.
Verse
wovala kulonda wa ulemerero ndi ulemu kuti ndi chisomo cha Mulungu alawe imfa mmalo mwa munthu aliyense apapa akuporopozera za Yesu Khristu amene yekhayo amene Mulungu adacheza naye adapulumutsa dziko lapansi koma dziko sinamumpetsa ndipo lidakhala ndi mafunso kuti ndani munthuyu kuti Mulungu azicheza naye.
The whole purpose for Christ humbling himself, thinking not robbery to be equal with God. He was God from eternity, but now taking on flesh. It says here in the end of verse 9 that he, by the grace of God, should taste death. Here it says, for every man. Man is not in the original. Here in the King James, it's in italic. So the way to read it is that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for each one for whom he came into this world. It wasn't for everybody, but that he should taste death for each one, and verse 10 explains it. For it became him, there it is again, the man, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things.
Kuti ndi Yesu amene adabwelera munthu amene anali wofoka ndi wotchimwa. Chifukwa verse ya 9 nusu ya mkatiyo akuti kuti ndi chisomo cha Mulungu alawe imfa m'malo mwa munthu aliyense. Akamati alawe imfa m'malo mwa munthu aliyense sudamalankhula dziko lonse lapansi ayi. Koma munthu aliyense wosankhidwayo payekha payekha adapangitsa kuti Yesu alawe imfa amufere.
Those for whom he tasted death are described in verse 10. It says, in bringing many sons unto glory. Those are those that God has chosen from eternity and declared to be his sons, but it was necessary that Christ should come and pay their sin debt that he might justify them and bring them unto glory. In other words, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings, that Christ is the head of these for whom he came into this world.
Woyamba wachilungamo chawo mwazowawa. Apapa akutanthauza za iwo khawo amene ndi osankhidwa payekha payekha. Ndi kuti akuyenera Yesu kuti awafere, kuti awachotsere zoyipa zawo na awalungamitse.
Here again is where many today that say they believe on Jesus, and they'll even say, yes, he's the Son of Man. And yet, who is this man that thou art mindful of him? They have a Jesus that came and laid down his life and would like to save sinners, but can't unless they let him. That's not this man. This one here is one who is the object of the Father's affection that came and has brought many sons into glory and has been made the captain of their salvation through suffering.
Nde Yesu uyu amene akuonekera yapa, amene adalawa imfa chifukwa cha anthu onse ochimwa osankhidwayo, ndi Yesu osiyana ndi Yesu amene dziko lapansi likumulalikira. Kwa dziko lapansi lili ndi Yesu wina amene limalalikira kuti inde zoona adabwera kukafera munthu ochimwa, koma zili kwa munthu kupanga chisankho kuti amulandira Yesu kukhala mbuye ndi mpulumutsi wa moyo wawo. Yesu amenesa amene Bible kulankhula uyuyu ndi Mulungu mwini adangomchesha pang'ono ndi angelo ndicho lingaliro akwanitse kumfikira munthu wochimwa ndi kumpulumutsa.
Yes, for a time, it says there in verse 7 of Hebrews 2, thou madest him a little lower than the angels, for a time and for a season, but for a purpose, that through his humiliation and suffering and his obedience unto death, then he should be exalted above all names and given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow.
Ngeno mukaona verse 7 imbere kuti adamchepcha pangono ndi angelo sikutataudza kuti iyeyo adamchepetsa kwa nthawi ya itali ayi nkwakamphindi kokha kuti ndimchepche chifukwa cholinga kuti abvere munthu akatha kumfera munthu ujayo ndimkwezaso pakamati adamkweza adampatsa dzina limene liposa mayina onse kuti mudzina la yesu khristu bondo lilonse lipinde lazamwamba ndizapa dziko ndizapasi pa dziko uchitira ulemu mulungu atate iyeyo ndiwoposa angelo ndiwoposa zonse.
Look at how our Lord Jesus himself declared it when he was on the earth in Matthew chapter
11.
Here it says in verse 25 that at that time Jesus answered and said, well, what was he answering? He was answering the unbelief of sinners. When you go back up in the context, he came unto his own received him not. Left to themselves, no man is going to see Christ in all his glory. It takes the Spirit of God to reveal him.
Malemba amanena kuti adadza kusaje za yeyeka masaje za mwenyeka sizida munandire iyeyo ndi adafuna kuti awayanke kuti amzindikire Yesu weniweni wa malemba ayo kuti ndi ndani.
See, this is the point of the offense of sinners even today, that God decides who is going to see the glory of his son and who will remain blind.
Ndipo apa pafotokozera bwino Mulungu wa malemba amachita kupanga chisankho oti amuzindikire namene akuyenekera kuti asamudziwe.
But it's the Lord himself. Here it says in verse 25 that thanks his Father that it is so. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes.
Ndifake verse ya 25 ya Mateyu chapter 11 akuti nyengo imeneyo Yesu anayanka nati ndivomerezana ndi inu atate mwini kumwamba ndi dziko lapansi kuti Mulungu anazibisira izo kwa nzeru ndi akudziwitsa ndipo anazulira zonse zomwe kwa makanda.
This is the point of offense. I dare say that any one of the congregations there in Malawi or even here in the United States where people gather and meet together, for the most part, if you were to go and stand there and declare God's sovereignty in opening sinners' eyes to whom he will and blinding or leaving blind others, you will have started a fire. It'll be like taking a fire and throwing it in the middle of the maize that they have just gathered and are planning to eat, and now you've set it on fire. That's how offensive this God is.
Chokumuritsa nachi dziko la Malawi ngakhale kuno ku America ngati mutalalikira uthenga wabwino kuti uthenga wabwino ndi wobisika kwa anthu ena ndipo anthu ambiri sama udziwa uthenga wabwino ndipo sikudakidwa kwa iwo kumva uthenga wabwino adzakhumudwa mudzakangana nawo kwa anthu amafuna uthenga wowasangalatsa wowalimbikitsa ndi kuwasira chimwemwe komatu mawu munthu nji wake onse ngonena kuti uthenga wabwino umaululidwira kwa wena wena umabisidwa kuti asauzindikire.
But for Christ, notice he says, I thank thee, O Father. This is a matter of thankfulness to the Father that it is so, even as he says in verse 26, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. When people question God's sovereignty and why he opens some eyes and blinds others, and they want to know, well, why is it that way? It pleased God. Even so, it pleased God.
Verse 25, kuna Yesu aona kuti auvomerezana ndi atate kumwamba. Auvomerezana kuti chani? Ndi maka 26, akuti eto, Atate chikuwa chotero ndi shinakala chokondwele saba maso panu. Yesu ufomele sana nda atate kuti ama tsegula maso ena aone, ena saone. Adziwe ena, ena sadziwe.
When the scriptures declare that God the Father has put all things in subjection under his feet, that has to do in all things. He determines all things according to the will of the Father, even down to those whose eyes are opened and those whose aren't.
Kutandauza kuti iyeyo alichita kukazikitsa anthu amene masofao sakaona kanthu akhalepo na amene azikaona kanthu akhalepo onse amatetezedwa ndi kulamulidwa ndi Yesuyo kuti wena aziona ena samaone nthawi imodzi yomweyo.
Isn't that what he says here in verse 27? All things are delivered unto me of my Father. All things means even the will of man, that it's not by man's will, but by the will of the Son, into whose hands all things have been delivered. And notice here in verse 27, no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and what? He to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And so now coming back to my text to conclude here in Hebrews chapter 2, you see why the writer in verse 6 points out the question that is asked even in the Old Testament, because all the scriptures declare the same message. What is man? You could also say, who is this man? God in the flesh, that thou art mindful of him, that all of your affection should be in him, or the Son of Man, that thou visitest him. Visit in the sense of giving him all the glory and honor due unto his name. Who is this man? Well, the only way to know him is if by God's grace he's pleased to open our eyes to see him.
Nimaga 6, pamene anthu anali ndi mafunso kuti munthu nchiyani kuti mukumbukira iye kapena mwana wa munthu kuti mucheza naye. Ndiyozoti zimatengera Mulungu atsegule maso ako, makutu ako, kuti uzindikire ndi kuona Yesu ameneyu. Kodi kuti sizimatheka chifukwa cha munthu wako, ngati Mulungu sangatero, ndiwe mmodzi wa iwo amene akonza mafunso mafunso. Yesu ndani kuti alandire ulemu.
Well, we'll stop there for now and pick up with verse 10 next time as it continues this same theme. It became him. It's all about him. That's what the scriptures are. It's all about Christ.
Well,